Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We've got an amazing conversation for you today, you know, because when you have people like, you know, I'm so tired of people. I mean, like AOC, she's a waste of our precious oxygen. You know, she's to save the environment, we got to get rid of her.
Yeah, all of the
Democrats. Yeah, all the Democrats need to go, see, to save global warming. You know, because she comes out saying greed and incompetence will get people killed. You know, she's saying that I've had people that act like there's folks from one of these stimulus bills that I've read. $500 million is going to go to big business and $500 million to small business to help stimulate the economy. I bet you Vegas is losing $1 billion a day not being open. Oh, but, you know, people acting like, well, there's $500 billion in that bill for Trump and his people and his million-dollar corporations. I'm like, oh, well, when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we had to pass the health care bill to find out what's inside of it. Yeah, she was, here's your exemption from paying the fines. Here's your exemption for paying the fines. Or, yeah, you don't have to be a part of it. It's so great. You know, the Democrats wouldn't go nowhere near Obamacare. It's good enough for the American people. It's good enough for the politicians. You know, I mean, really, what this solar energy and wind energy and airline fuel, what does that have to do with helping people in a crisis right now? But that's Nancy Pelosi. We have a pandemic worldwide. And what are they doing? Oh, yeah, we're gonna change voting laws in this bill. We're going to give millions of dollars to refugees, you know, when our vets are sleeping on the street, you know. You know, the Obama administration depleted stockpiles of N95 masks and they're never replenished. Well, here you go with the blame game. Facts aren't blaming. Because I guarantee you, if the Trump administration did that, or Bush administration, let me tell you, that'd be front page news. Folks are dying around the world by the millions because George W. Bush depleted N95 mask supplies. You would never hear the end of it if that was a conservative. Never Trumper Rick Wilson, the Make America Great Nation, will be going to a lot of funerals. They're going to be going to funerals, everyone's going to die. You know what I mean? Was REM psychic when they said it's the end of the world? And we know it, and I'm feeling fine. Who knows? But thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of 2 Corinthians 9 through 7. We must each decide in our hearts how much to give and don't give, reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves the person who gives cheerfully. Think about that as you go day to day. I can speak for myself and probably my wife, you know. I choose joy. I love the music video for King and Country. It's the biggest disaster ever. This is going on. You know, and the guy's like, you know, and we can't change the situation, but we can choose joy. We can choose to be there. Trucks have nowhere to eat and go number two, number one, whatever. And it's nice to see the outpouring of support of, hey, well, with cars on the side of the road, go here and we'll provide you a hot meal and a public bathroom to use. It's nice to see, you know, everyone wants an organ. Everyone wants to, I need a heart right now. I need this. Are you an organ donor? Phil Lash is only alive today and only gets to grace me on stage and play music because some little kid woke up and said, hey, Mom, if anything happens to me, I want to be an organ donor. Everyone wants an organ. Pardon me. But how many people are organ donors? You want one real fast, but would you give one? I mean, everyone wants that toilet paper, even though they've had miles of colorful toilet paper at Party City called crepe paper. If you're that desperate for something to wipe your rear end, I'm just saying, I wouldn't use it, but hey. But you want toilet paper, you want the stocks shelved, you want the stocks to be shelved and all the stuff put up on the shelves, but yeah, that takes truck drivers going across the country, working tirelessly and endlessly with no bathrooms, no food, because everything's closed. But guess what? You don't think about them. And now, and I have to greet that trucker. Now there's people, oh, thank a trucker. I guess I've been around it most of my life because my dad's run a truck company since the 90s. And his dad did trucks. So I understand that lifestyle. Okay, I'm going to so-and-so. I'll go with you. I'll ride in the dump body with you. I'll ride in the semi with you. Where are we going? Okay, we're going here. Cool. We're going to drop this trailer and pick up this one. They're getting work done on it. It's not broken. Okay, we're going to weld this on there and do stuff on the flatbed. Okay. And I'll go with them. I understand that life. I understand the books. And you can only go 8 hours, 9 hours. I get it, man. And now it's hard because now with all this computer technology, you can't just take and have two logs because a lot of people, there's no way I can go from point A to point B like my boss wants and comply. And while 102 people died, Democrats are trying to put voting legislation into this bill. What in the A1 steak sauce does a wind turbine have to do with coronavirus and getting us relief? I have a buddy that, because he does stuff with colleges and, you know, there's a little thing with like the college chefs for the people that work in the fraternity houses, call them house mom in the fraternities and sororities. If the house is on fire and the house mom says it's not, okay, it's not. Leave the house. I would stop. I don't argue. You argue with the mom, it's over. No, even if you're right, doesn't matter. Okay, doesn't matter. But that being said, because all these colleges and universities and everything are shut down, he's out of work till September. I don't think it's corona related, but a buddy of mine that's a DJ, the only reason why I listen to one station, he's gone. Interesting. But you never know. You know, where I work, they make medicine. We have to stay open. We have to be there. We have to do stuff. We have to come together as a nation. I mean, people are sick and tired of, I mean, there are still people that believe this Democratic nonsense where, you know, that believe that Trump is killing it. Oh, yeah, I guess all those Italians, that's Trump's blood on their hand. I don't know if you know this, but the 99% of the Italians that died had pre-existing conditions, like two or more, that made them very susceptible to having very bad complications from this. The average person, like 95% will survive it. It's going to suck, but you'll survive. How this world works. We come together on facts, not there's so much missing. That's one of the bad things about doing this, because you have to do facts checking and researching because there's so much misinformation out there. You know, I remember that an article one time I read, and it's like, homeowner cannot fly the American flag. Well, technically that's a lie because you can't fly, the Homeowners Association doesn't allow any flags, period. None. So you can't fly any flags of anything. You can't, if I love IndyCar and I have using IndyCar flags flying everywhere, can't have them. Couldn't, nothing. It's a ban of anything that would resemble a flag hanging. They will not allow it of anything, nothing. Nothing. But, but you read the article, because I got sick, I tell people, oh, we're all going to die. No, we're not. No, no. I'm like, well, you're not going to die? No. Well, then can I study you so I can find out what are you doing that, you, I mean, there's only two guarantees in life, death and taxes. But you know how that goes. Some people don't get that, and it was just a plan. Because of course, when you say we're all going to die, instantly it's coronavirus. And I'm like, no, we're all going to die at some point. I didn't say now or no, but whatever. You know, goes back to that story where can you believe that they won't let them fly them, or they don't allow any flags to be flown where Glenn Beck lives. I think it's where he still lives. They don't allow a flagpole. In the Homeowners Association. Some places don't want a flag, period, of any kind. No, nothing. They just think they're gaudy, hideous, no matter what it is. But that's the problem we have in this nation right now. You have Democrats trying to, like I joked about this, like, why didn't someone in, like, Obamacare put, like, a thing to permanently legalize marijuana? Then we would have it legalized and the federal ban permanently. Guess what would happen? We'd have it, you know, I wonder if they've tried to sneak things into the bill. Well, they do that. That's right here. Here's all this money to help refugees. Here's all this. Yeah, we gotta make sure that the airlines change their fuel. Yeah, airlines are going to be required to fly on filtered and recycled fire oil. Really? It's right there in the bill. You know, we got to make sure they change the fuel, not necessarily recycled fire oil, but you get my point. This is to help Americans that are losing their jobs over this. And you're going to tell me that the American people are going to stand there and vote for you again when you're trying to put Planned Parenthood funding in there, and you're trying to put, I mean, there's a Planned Parenthood office that's refusing to shut down and close when they're not supposed to be open. Makes you sick. Makes me sick. But people vote for those Democrats. That's what they are. They're Democrats. Well, you know, you think Nancy Pelosi's sweating it? She's got millions. She's got her $100 million net worth. She's got the fence around. She's got a border wall around her property. She ain't threatening it. And that money she has, she's probably paying the house with your taxes. Everything she has. But that's just where we live in. That's just where we live in, folks. But, you know, these greedy, evil millionaires. Well, now they have to say billionaires because most of them are. And when you talk about greedy, evil billionaires, are you talking about George Soros there, you Democrats? I'm just wondering because it's just ridiculous. Greed and incompetence will get people killed as Democrats block aid to workers. You know, because, see, they got their panties in a wad in 2016 when they rigged the election and they lost. So they spent billions of your tax dollars trying to impeach Trump. And everyone's like, well, we need to see his tax return. We need to see, well, if there was something that he did wrong, let me tell you, if they could find something on Trump, it would have been in that impeachment trial I guarantee you a billion. I put a $1 trillion bet that if they found something on Trump, it'd have been in that impeachment. Don't worry, folks. Hillary Clinton uses the same loopholes Donald Trump does and all the millionaires do to avoid paying taxes. Hey, I'm going to open up a charity organization. I'm going to take your tax dollars that you give me, and I'm going to put it, and I'm going to invest it into that charity. Oh, tax write-off. No, I don't know taxes. And I'm going to go on a vacation. Well, not really a vacation. I'm just going to travel to Key West, Florida, and I'm going to get paid to give a speech for my charity. So you're paying me to go on vacation through a charity that you guys gave me money for that I used on the charity. So I'm not paying for any of this. My charity is being funded by taxpayers. All the stuff that I'm doing, I'm getting paid to give a speech, and that's paying for my vacation. I'm giving one speech, and the rest of the time I'm just going to sit in some 5-star hotel, kicking back and relaxing. I want to see the average American start up a charity organization, take their money and invest it in their charity so that they can use it as a tax write-off. Yeah. Pardon me one second, folks. Thank you. But here's my point. These politicians get away with so much stuff that I'd be in prison for life. But that's a whole conversation itself. But, you know, these greedy, evil millionaires. Well, what is Nancy Pelosi? That's why they had to change their stance, because all these politicians now are millionaires, so they can't say greedy, evil millionaires, because they are. Well, I mean, why not say millionaires? It's not like these kids get it. I mean, how dare these rich people? You're having someone that's a millionaire standing up there arguing and bitching about to you about rich people. How's that make sense? How's that make sense? Okay, when you have people like Hillary Clinton wearing $12,000 suits. See, when Hillary Clinton wore that like $12,000 Armani jacket or whatever thing on stage, I'm like, that's when I'm like, and I've said this to my wife many times, I'm like, you take and replicate Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors, you put an LV on it and you get $150,000. Yes, this is an artisan's reputation of Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors, and it was commissioned by Louis Vuitton, and he did it for us, and, you know, we had 10 of them at $150,000, and they sold out within 2 seconds, you know. Dolly Parton, they didn't have money, and they took rags and sewed them together to make a coat so she can stay warm, and you put an LV on it and say it's an art piece from Louis Vuitton, $150,000, and sell like an heartbeat. You know, but she's up there with all that stuff on, and guess what? You're poor, and you're poor because of these greedy, evil, rich people. Well, no. We're having problems in this country because a person that's in the White House for 4 years, 3 years, no. It's because you have people, you know, if Joe Biden wants to fix America, he doesn't need to be the president to fix America. And he's been in D.C. how long? If he wanted to get something done, he could have done it by now. See, I kind of feel like this. I'm the teacher, and you've had like a month to read the book and do a book report, and you come to me the morning of, well, I'm teacher, you will not, last night, my sister, you know, she went to the ER, and I was going to do my book report. I really was. I promise you I was going to do it. So you were going to do your book report last night, but you had to take your sister to the ER, but you've had 28 days, 29, including last night, to get it done. So you basically have 28 days to get it done, and you're going to use the excuse that the night before you couldn't do it? No. You didn't turn it in. You didn't get it done. No. Sorry. This is when it's due. At a job, normally most people get their stuff done, projects, try to get them done early so they can, okay, in case something goes wrong, I can work on it, whatever, you know? But that's these politicians. That's Joe Biden. Well, once I'm president, I'm going to make America great again. Wow, because you've been in D.C. how long? And what have you done? What have you done, Biden? What have you done, Sanders? You've been in D.C. Besides, increase your family's net worth by a factor of 50. What have you done? You're going to make America great now? And it's these same rich politicians that are like, yeah, we're gonna make sure, yeah, we're not gonna, we're, yeah, yeah, but, yeah, not nah, Democrats are the reason why there's no stimulus being signed.
You know, there's a question I was going to ask you earlier. Do you think that Biden and Sanders are going to be campaigning after this is all over with? Do you think there will be an election? Who do you think, will Sanders give up to Biden, give in, or will Sanders keep fighting?
I think Sanders is going to try to keep fighting. It's a losing battle.
Oh, yeah.
But I think he's going to try to stay in there legitimately. Imagine if them two were... both of them as president and vice president, they would probably... I mean, they would need more than that just to get the stuff. I mean, Joe
Biden wouldn't even know where it was.
Oh, I know.
Biden doesn't even know.
Yeah, it's... He's scary.
Yeah.
I mean...
I thought Hillary was scary sick and she ran... With that cough and stuff, I thought there was something legitimately wrong with her.
Yeah.
Biden, I think he seriously has dementia.
Yeah, because he is...
Or onset.
Something, because he is not... Like, I can understand if you... Oops. I mean, there's times where when I say something in my head, I'm like, oh, crap. I know I messed up. I know I meant to say this, but I said that. And I correct myself. He is making mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake, time and time and time again, and not like, oh, whoops, let me correct. I meant to say.
Well, one of the things about dementia is that they have, they're quick to get mad. They got quick tempers because they get frustrated. That's generally when they forget what they doing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know. They get scared, they get mad, he tells people they're pieces of crap.
Yeah.
F you and all this stuff to people.
And he's gonna bring
I'm not a politician. If you want me to vote for me, tell me why. Don't tell me what the other guy's not doing or what they've done wrong or I can figure that out for myself. Tell me how you're either going to improve on it or what you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah, convince me to vote for you.
Yeah, I would love to have someone go to a Biden rally or someone say, I think Trump's doing an excellent job. How are you going to take what he's doing and continue that? Because, you know what, because of this, you know, how every country in America is not bloody outraged at China right now. I hope 99.999% of the jobs come back here.
I think I hope so. I really do.
Yeah, but I mean it's ridiculous. You know, I want to have someone say, okay, I think Trump, I'm a Democrat, but I think Trump is the greatest president we've had so far. All you guys have spent, okay, you lost the election fair and square, and all you've done is tried to win that 2016 election. You haven't done anything to help me or my family. Since I think Trump's doing a great job in getting this country going in the right direction, how are you going to continue his success? I don't want free stuff. I don't want handouts. You know, Kennedy, as my dad always told me, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And all I see is kids around here who are new school Democrats that just, if they want free stuff, why don't we give them a plane ticket to North Korea? Healthcare is free in North Korea. Everything is free in North Korea. You bow down to a guy. You can't have any photos of yourself, only the dear leader in your house. You have several haircuts. The women, your wives will be excited. They have like 7 or 8 haircut styles they can choose from. Only have one of those 7 that's government approved. But that's just where we live in. You know, everything. I get flack for this all the time. And I'm like, well, look at Obamacare. It proved my point when Obamacare was basically, you have health care or we tax you. Well, guess what, folks? Healthcare, we tax you. Are you kidding me? So they can basically have 7 government hairstyles if you don't do it. You know, I mean, I truly, truly believe this in regards to what's been going on recently. Because in England, guess what happened? There were tons of people, pro-Trumpers. I wish I could vote for Trump, man. I'm in England. We stand with you, Trump. Thank you for standing against a corrupt government, you know? And everyone in Sky Media and in BBC was like, the Labour Party is going to dominate. The Brexit Party dominated. The Labour Party went out the window. You know, look at China. All those protests. All the protests. The thousands of people out there with the American flags, the Hong Kong protesters. Where's all these people that were kind of seeing what Trump was doing, saying F the establishment? They were all shut up by a virus. I believe it was deliberately done.
Oh, without a doubt.
You're not going to convince me unless, yeah, I guarantee you. But I just don't get it that these, you know, and then, I mean, California releases inmates to stop overcrowding while moving homeless to residential, like they got like, what are these called, like recreational centers and like residential areas. Yeah. And then a lot of homeless people think that they're going to be more spread out homeless and they want to stay homeless instead of being.
That doesn't make any kind of sense.
I'm like, when you're homeless, you're all in like a tight community living really close to each other. And do you think that bed 6 feet apart, you're going to. But there's actually been a lady that was threatened to be killed by a guy who was let go, because only supposed to let go of like non-violent offenders to keep the coronavirus from spreading in prison. I mean, I'm one of those people, like, screw it. If there's a brawl in the, let them fight. Let them take each other out, and there's 10 inmates. This person's here for 10 life sentences. He's only going to get out when he dies, so let him fight to the death.
That would be the only people in fights in prison, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would do it if it's some, okay, he stole a pack of gum and he's in jail for 30 days. I don't think you would have that, but, you know, but like if you're, I mean, and then what you want to do is, hey, you want to get out of jail for free? We're going to load you up on a plane. You're going to go overseas and you're going to fight for the U.S. You're going to go to like Beirut, one of those countries. And if you survive it, you're going to come back home a free person. That way, if you die, hey, it's a serial killer anyways. He was convicted of killing 30 people. So, you know, you don't take a good, hardworking American and mess him up by sending him over there. Then he comes back with PTSD. Well, then he can be our housemaid then. Yeah, I know you killed 80 people, but for the coronavirus, you're coming out here and you're going to clean our house. Just kidding.
Right now?
Hey, we'll take it.
Because we both have to work. We're not getting time off.
Yeah. Yeah, you ever heard of the flu vaccines? We make stuff like that. We make cancer drugs. We have to stay open. We don't have the luxury of closing. Not that, I mean, it's kind of like the 2 week off, if I could get some sort of compensation financially for that 2 week off, I would have taken it. But most people are probably going to get more than that. I don't know, because if you haven't heard by now, the Olympics are postponed till 21. This is my prediction, honestly. If they've postponed the Olympics, how are they going to have the Indianapolis 500? Because that is just as worldwide. Pick a nation, and I guarantee you, someone from some nation across the whole globe has been there. They get millions of people from all over. And if they're postponing the Olympics, I wonder how they're going to allow the 500 to happen. We'll have to wait and see. I hope not, but we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. Because there are some bands that have already canceled summer tours and stuff. Like, I think Pearl Jam has one. I don't know if it's a summer one, but they postponed the tour. I don't know which one, but we'll have to wait and see. I don't know. I think by summer, should be back to somewhat normalcy. Not 100%, but a better normalcy than others. I mean, there are people with the United States that think that the Premier League they're just going to exit and they're going to start in like September and August. There are people that say that once they get people up in shape and back, they're going to try to finish the remainder of the season closed door, no way to play the games with no fans and go from there. But then how do you get, because some of the trainers and stuff and some of these medical people that work at the clubs, now they're being used to help with the coronavirus and all this. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what happens. I mean, you got professors that are scared that online lectures may be shared by right-wing sites. And it's scary because what do they have to hide? You can't do this class online because my lectures could be shared. Well, what do you have to hide, you know? Professors around the country are expressing concern that their recorded online lectures may be shared by students with conservative media outlets. Wow. I never would have thought I'd see a day where someone, I'm a teacher, and how dare you share my lecture? What are you hiding? Okay. Well, I'm letting you know, ma'am, I'm recording your lecture every day. So that if I have a question about something, I can go back to refer to exactly what you said about it. So that if you try to say, well, this is what I said, well, I got it recorded. It's just to protect me, you know, so that it's more for my, because, like, I'm one of those people, like, when I'm trying to learn something, like a new riff on the guitar or drums or something, I want to be able to stop, pause, rewind, and go back more than once. You know, and you're going to say that your online recorded lectures may go to a conservative outlet because we're trying to shove socialism down their throat. We're trying to have these kids realize that communism is the way to go. A nice way of saying communism is socialist has a nice ring, you know, doesn't it? See, a socialist is someone that socializes. In a mansion while you're in a work camp because your grandma didn't bow right to the dear leader and he couldn't bow right because she has back problems because there's no medical. But That's what a socialist is, someone that socializes. With your money that you give them. You know, if I don't know how many people would be, I wonder how many liberals would be for if they called it communism. You want to live like Cuba, North Korea? Go ahead. That's what I got to talk about. How many people are leaving the U.S. of A. to go to China? Not too many. Not too many. Yes, though we have this pandemic, I try to talk about many things that way. Because, you know, you have crap loads of people that don't get it. They don't get it and they never will, you know. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Where are we at? We got about 23 minutes. I want to thank you tuning in wherever you are around the world. Don't give up. Just because we got this pandemic doesn't mean, now everyone's like trying to, what if we didn't have government? What would we do? How would we get by? How would we survive? I need the government to give me my check. What if you never get a check? What are you going to, how is the people going to come together? And that's a big thing. Now, all of a sudden, everyone's like, hello, I'm the Minister of Health. And now that everyone's relying on the government, when about 3 months ago, they're leaving the EU, they're like, I'm tired of giving my money to kings and queens that do absolutely nothing. Oh, yeah, now all of a sudden, we got this pandemic. The same people that I'm like, that we're like against now, I'd be like, okay, here, and we got this pandemic thing. I'm going to tread lightly here because I'm spending my tax dollars, and it's, my tax dollars are going to kings and queens. They're not really doing anything, and you know, we finally got the Brexit Party in here and we left the EU and all this stuff. And yeah, and now I'm supposed to, when I'm finally like, yeah, we need to have very limited government. Now you want me to back the government full support 100%? Yeah, no, no. Yeah, I'd tread lightly on that one. Because now everyone's like, oh, you need to get with your governments and, you know, wasn't it 3 months ago, Hong Kongers were like sticking it to their dictatorship, Communist Party in China, and now all these protests are, oh, you need the government to help you. As government, we create vaccines, cure you.
You know,
it's a 180 degree turn.
Well, I know you're more libertarian where you don't want kind of any government. I want small government. Because this is the kind of thing that you need the government for. And I used to really think that, you know, I didn't need government, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Human people are, you know, I leave you alone, you leave me alone kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Until this happened and I see stupid people fighting over toilet paper and hoarding hand sanitizers and stuff. And I have elderly clients that I need to go buy stuff for and I can't.
Yep.
The selfishness of people it's affected me in a way I don't know fully yet. This is really, there's something in my mind is clicked, and I don't know if it's good or bad. But the selfishness of people is beyond me.
Well, this
I just
is,
don't know.
And I've said this before, and this is more for like the Facebook viewers. This is a line, okay? This line right here is the Constitution. Here is not one law, not one regulation. There's no stop sign. You can do whatever the heck you want. There's no rules, no government, no nothing. Over here is North Korea, where you bow down to a dear leader. You can only pee when they tell you to. You better hold that vomit in if you got to puke, because if the government doesn't say you can puke, you ain't throwing up. You ain't walking. You ain't brushing your teeth. You ain't breathing unless the government says it's okay and it's approved. This is how you breathe. This is an approved way of breathing in our country. This is this is how you address, you know, and we do need a, it's like in England, everyone's like, well, I hope that Americans would stand up if the country ever tried to, the problem they have in England is, okay, you're limiting crowds to 10 people. Then why are the underground trams in London fully packed if you're not supposed to be in large groups bigger than 10? New York is like a ghost town. Vegas and LA are like ghost towns because they're told to limit. People were having parties, and when we couldn't go out for St. Paddy's Day and I did a conversation, they were partying still in England, and a lot of pubs were still open. They had to limit groups to 2. And we're going to come after you with police force if you, because the people were like those college kids. We're going to party. We're going to do whatever we want. We don't care. If we infect people, great. You know, is it going to take a college, one of those college partiers? Are they going to have to basically have someone they know catch it from them and that person dies for them to wake up and realize, was I a stupid? You know, some people, I hate to admit it, they're gonna have to have their best friend die from drinking and driving before they wake up, and even that won't do it. Because when my best friend was killed, well, he was too drunk to drive, so he let his friend drive, and realizing his friend was drunk, went through the windshield because of a little steering wheel. There's a broken wrist, sprained wrist. That's it. A sprained wrist from a driver, and my buddy's killed. And I still partied. I still drove when I shouldn't, probably. But you know what? I made mistakes. It, you know, the scars make me who I am. Everyone says, like, well, if you had to do it over, is there things you would change? They all made me who I am. The decisions my wife made her who she is. We learn and realize, nah, that's not a good idea. And we do stuff. And we come together. And that's what, you know, these kids are like the kids that are in college that were going to we're just going to party on the beach, who cares? That's what they were doing in Britain. They were acting like...
They were doing that in Florida. Over spring break.
Yeah.
Even in the room, spring break. I see, all the things are closed. Well, yeah, they're closed for a reason,
mm-hmm.
Stupid.
That's what I love Mark from the United States. He's like, you can't fix stupid. I mean, come on, folks. There's a reason. Now we're on lockdown because you idiots didn't close the pubs, didn't shut stuff down. Yes, kept going on like there's nothing wrong. There's no Premier League for a reason. You know how many trillions of dollars they're losing? Because there's no football of any kind. And, oh, you're going to party. You're going to, oh, we're, you know, when you have those underground trams packed with people, okay, you're not supposed to be in groups bigger than 10. I mean, they cannot, like in America, they cannot infringe on our right to peacefully gather. They cannot stop us from having church, but if they say it has to be less than 10 people or whatever, we're going to abide by the rules. And if we can have 5 people in there to film it and do a thing so that other people can have the luxury of having coffee and sitting down, sign me up. I want to be there. I want to help out. I want to get the message out so that the rest of the people that maybe not be as fortunate as me because they're up in age, they can relax and still get the good word, and they can still kind of experience it. We're not having church as normal, but we're adapting to the rules. And Britain didn't do that. Those people was like, screw this. We're just going to go party in the park. We're gonna go out on St. Paddy's Day and get. We're going to party like it's 1999. And we're just going to, even though they didn't listen. And now they're shut down. It's not a function of over-controlling government. If they would have done what they were, if they would have just, and okay, can't have groups bigger than 10. We can't do this, can't do that. You wouldn't be in that predicament. But that's how this cookie crumbles, you know? I mean, you know what? Because you never hear about them talking about coronavirus cases in Amsterdam or Jamaica or Colorado, where they got like where the good, where the green herb is legal. You'll never hear them talking about. There might be, but I've not heard them talking about hundreds of people dying in Amsterdam. That's the world we live in. But hey, to see, you know, with, because everything is, you know, the virus, but the Drug Enforcement Agency. The Drug Enforcement Administration, excuse me, proposes a plan to expand cannabis research. Yeah, I just hope it's not like, well, how can we take this cannabis and turn it into a pharmaceutical? Now, if you're talking to me about, like, how can we take the cannabis and, like, extract it and put it to, like, here's a dissolvable little tablet in it, you know, whatever. And it's not like a synthetic version. I think a lot of what we know about cannabis, we already know. You know, they're just like, well, we need to sit there and act like, because we can't just legalize it, you know, because look at all the evidence going back into history about how useful it was and is and what it can do. And we can't just come out that, no. So it's going to be interesting, you know. I mean, I think they will find out new stuff. I think they'll, more or less, I think they'll find out the scientifics behind it. Like, well, we know it does this, and here's the actual pharmaceutically reason, because this molecule and that molecule, you know.
Well, they have the DNA of it already.
They've had cannabis DNA for a long time.
I'm talking about the virus.
No, I'm talking about how the DEA says that they're going to look into opening up more research for cannabis, to expand cannabis research. And I'm like, I believe that they know, like there's, let's say, 80% or 70% of the knowledge of the plant they know, and what they're doing is they're just figuring, okay, this is the actual, if I was to put it in a, I know I get pain relief. This is the receptors that it goes to. This is the element in the plant that does that. So we know that, okay, if we want pain relief, let's develop a plant that grows with more of this or more of that or whatever. So, you know, it's not that they don't know some of the stuff, or they may not, but they're, you know. So I think it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. I wish they would have put some sort of, like, you know, make methamphetamine legal, just put it in the bill. That's seamless, because that's what Dems want to do. They want to put, like, ridiculous, no-nonsense...
Voting rights?
Oh, wind power, because it's an airborne virus and the wind would blow it away? I don't know. I made that up. It's supposed to be a joke, because they're trying to say that wind and solar and all this stuff is going to...
Yeah. I don't understand. You know... They have done some stupid things, but it was all politics. This was people's lives.
Yeah, exactly.
I
don't get it. I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's the hardest thing, because like when I watch United Stand, I like, okay, it's hard to kind of watch in a way, because it's like, wow, because I'll tell you what's hard, because when's the season going to start back up? Is the season going to be voided? Is there going to be a transfer window? How are we going to do it? Are teams going to even have the same amount of money? Is a player that's worth is Pogba, if he leaves United, is he going to sell for $30,000 because of the devaluation of the market because of all this stuff going on, teams not having money? And yeah, well, I know you guys paid $150 million for him, but hey, we can only afford because the losses, hey, we're Real Madrid, and because of our losses, hey, $30,000, we'll take them. Okay. But hey, we're getting Jadon Sancho for $25,000, so we'll take it, you know? I don't know. There's just too much in this unknown. Is there going to be a 500? I don't know. I don't think so. Because if they can't keep the Olympics, which are farther down the line, how can they? Because there's people coming from all over the world. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, will they finish the Premier League behind closed doors? I think that's the best option. You know, if they do a lift, we'll have to wait and see. But I think maybe in May they start doing like the Premier League behind closed doors. It's just a screwed up. We're in a world that no one's ever been in. They've never had to postpone the NBAs, NHL, any of that stuff. They've never had that's what's getting me, because I'm like, March Madness, I'm used to filling out tons of brackets. And one bracket, like, if I would have had this bracket and that bracket, like these two parts, I would have like really, really good.
When was the Olympics supposed to happen?
This summer.
Yeah, when though? Is it June?
Like June, July.
Well, why they postponed them is because it's in Tokyo, and a lot of the Olympics, there's a few of them that have gotten sick, and, some of the judges and the Olympic people, and they can't train now.
Yeah.
And when you're in the Olympics, you train for 4 years. You just don't do it right now. It happens. You know, so they're losing training. They can't go and in Tokyo, where it's supposed to, you know, Japan was hit hard.
Oh, I know, yeah. And they don't think it's sort of like Mark will tell you. Okay, let's say you get pretty much eradicated in the UK, and then you open up your borders, and then one person from another country where it's not eradicated, doesn't know they have it, comes over, and he sits there and touches something, and 10 people touch it, and then before you know, you have a pandemic again. You have to start all over until they get a vaccine or whatever, you know?
Well, that's what we're trying to get people through their heads. They're getting a vaccine. They're not just trying to help people that are sick. They're trying to get a vaccine as they're doing it.
Yeah. And there's a couple... There's a malaria drug that's been showing great promise.
Yeah.
Not 100%, but nothing. Yeah, there are people that have, and that's, you know, and that's, I mean, we all, the Full Metal Jacket movie is one of the greatest quotes. It's a big turd sandwich, and we're all going to have to take a bite. You know, we're all having to give up stuff. I mean, I have a buddy went to high school, and every year he takes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He takes the weekend, he gets off, and he takes Thursday and Friday off, and he sits at home, has like his laptop, his phone, he watches like every NCAA game. And he's like, what do we do now? I'm usually filling out like 20 brackets. I'm like, if I had this bracket combined with this one, because there was one year that I did it, and I picked every team to win on the first day of games, every team won. I was number one. Then the next day, every team I picked to win lost. And I went to like last, and and it's just like, okay, well, there's no Premier League, there's no basketball. It's like, what? It's like you're trying to have some sense of normalcy in your life, and it's not there. I mean, and you can't. I mean, we're all going to have issues. I don't know how anyone can say there's no prom. Kids aren't going to have a prom.
They have to have a graduation.
I mean, and I'm like, you can't sit there and, okay, well, we're going to sit there and we're going to do like a video Skype, and we're all just going to, the couples are just going to like get together and dance in our house, and then like all to the same music. And we're going to video Skype so we can all see each other. It wouldn't work. I mean, I couldn't imagine. We're not going to have a prom. We're not going
to
have.
I never went to my senior prom. I went to my junior prom. I didn't go to
prom. Oh, we never had a senior. Well, juniors could go to the prom if it was asked by a senior, but we didn't have a prom for juniors and a prom for seniors.
Well, it was the same prom, but it's a junior-senior prom. You can go your junior year. You can go to prom both times.
Oh, you can only go as a senior, or if you were asked by. If you were 50 years old, you could probably go to prom if the senior asked you. It'd be a little bit awkward, but they've granted that before for like parents to go with their daughter, you know, whatever. But
yeah.
Out of like, you know, like when like, but I think. I forget, somebody died or something, and he took the place or something. But yeah, still, you know. I mean, and so I never thought of it like that. I'm like, yeah. I mean, this is huge.
I didn't know how big it was going to get.
But don't worry, folks, because crap tons of politicians, the day before this was blew up in the United States, dumped all their airline stocks and stuff that are now nothing.
I believe if they hadn't have been so amped on impeaching Trump, we could have had better things in place.
Oh, I know. But
we would have been a lot.
Yeah.
You know what?
You never know. But yeah, that,
I do. I blame the Democrats.
I do. I do, because that's all they. And they had those $100,000 pens.
Yeah, and when he did the travel ban to China, he was the most racist person ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, how many lives have that saved?
Yeah.
No matter what this man does,
they don't like him.
He doesn't even breathe right.
Yeah. Got about 30 seconds left, but what my wife said is so true. Trump isn't doing enough. Trump isn't doing enough. He was the one that did a travel ban from China, and he was called a racist. And now you're saying he ain't doing enough? You don't need to wake up and smell what you're shoveling. Got about 15 seconds left in the program. And with the firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Folks, until next Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.
And be good to each other.
Be good to each other. Amen.